A group of right-wing Czech senators have filed a new complaint against the Lisbon Treaty with the country's constitutional court. The complaint looks set to further delay Lisbon's ratification and may leave the Czechs the last in Europe to approve the document, with the Eurosceptic President Václav Klaus threatening to hold up Lisbon's ratification for as long as possible. There has been speculation that MPs may turn to the courts themselves in a bid to force his hand. Rosie Johnston reports.
On Tuesday, a group of 17 Czech senators filed a new complaint against the EU's Lisbon Treaty with the Constitutional Court in Brno. The court has already rejected complaints made about certain passages in the reform document, but this time has been asked to look at the treaty as a whole. With Ireland set to vote on Lisbon again this coming Friday, and the Polish president pledging to sign the document if Ireland says yes, this new legal complaint could leave the Czechs on their own in Europe, delaying Lisbon ratification. But for just how long? Jan Kuderna is a constitutional expert. He thinks the court will not drag its heels.
I suppose that we can have the decision in 1 month or maybe in 6 weeks, because in the last year it took about 5 months, I think, and now the situation is different. It is more simple for the constitutional court, as the court decided the main questions in the last year. So for now, there remain just minor problems.
Prime Minister Jan Fischer, meanwhile, has said that a verdict could be up to 6 months in coming. On Tuesday, former Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek warned that if the Czechs continued to stall Lisbon ratification, they could find themselves unrepresented in the next European Commission. But Senator Jiří Oberfalzer, who lodged this new complaint, shrugs off suggestions that his move could damage the Czech Republic in Europe.
We could find ourselves in a difficult position internationally only if it were true that free decision-making found itself punished by other countries in the European Union. But I don't believe that the European Union is such a non-democratic institution, and so therefore I am convinced that our complaint can't do the Czech Republic any harm. We're using our constitutional right to take the treaty to the Constitutional Court, and people have to respect this, because this is a standard procedure outlined in the ratification process.
The notoriously Eurosceptic Czech President Václav Klaus can't sign and won't sign the treaty until the court has delivered a verdict. Even then, there's some speculation that he may want to put off ratification further, in the hope of a Conservative victory in next spring's UK elections and a British referendum on the Lisbon Treaty. On Tuesday, Czech newspaper Hospodářské noviny reported that President Klaus could find himself in court facing impeachment if he further delayed putting his signature to Lisbon, though Prime Minister Jan Fischer said he had no plans to instigate such a trial. Constitutional lawyer Jan Kuderna thinks that such a court case is, in all probability, highly unlikely.
The political problem should be solved by political means, in my opinion, and we have in our constitution the possibility to declare by both chambers of parliament that the president is unable to fulfill his duties. Then his authorities are taken over by the chairman of the House of Deputies and the prime minister. But I am not sure if our politicians are strong enough to start these proceedings. I suppose that the president knows this fact very well.
So what's to be done if the Constitutional Court approves the Lisbon Treaty to make President Václav Klaus sign the document? That's something that will most likely be discussed for weeks to come in Prague and in Brussels.
Rosie Johnston reporting there on an uncertain future for Czech